节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
This music is beautiful. Whose work is it?
Rachmaninoff, my favorite musician.大家现在听到的音乐呢，是来自拉赫玛尼诺夫的第二钢琴协奏曲 ,which is also my favorite piece.
Oh, I didn't know you liked classical music.
Yeah, I do like it. Colin 说的这个 classical music, 它是一种音乐类别啊，我们通常叫做古典音乐。
Now, one thing to note is the difference between classical music and classic music. They are two different things.
大家要注意了。古典音乐呢，就是我们熟知的贝多芬呀、莫扎特呀，它一定是叫 classical music, 而 classic music 呢，就是广义上泛指的这种经典的音乐，类似于我们说的经典老歌啊。So, who's your favorite composer, Colin?
My favorite composer was Bach, and I also like Mozart.
I like Bach too. As for Mozart, I'm not crazy about his music, but I do think his work might be the best choice to get starters like classical music.
Oh, speaking of that, for starters, what do you recommend? I mean, for many people that have never listened to classical music, they may feel at a loss about, you know, where to start.
Well, there are many ways. 你可以根据它发展的时期，比方说这个古典主义时期、浪漫主义时期，这么一路听下来，也可以去选择感兴趣的作曲家去听，像刚刚说的莫扎特呀，还有肖邦啊，他们的作品都是比较悦耳、比较好接受的。但是我觉得其实不拘泥于这个啊，你可以从生活当中任何一个让你感兴趣的点去切入，开始接触。
Yeah, I fully agree. From my personal experience, I was watching a movie when the background music really touched me. So I searched for it and found it was a work of Bach. And that's when I started to listen to Bach.
就是这样的。有的时候呢，是因为一部电影，有的时候可能是因为某个人。我相信很多人都是因为周杰伦的夜曲知道的肖邦吧。那所以呢，今天我们就来给大家介绍一个音乐家的故事，希望借此呢，也给大家提供一个契机去了解古典音乐。
Yeah, maybe this would be the start of your love with classical music.
没错，我们今天的所有内容都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字，来领取我们的文字版笔记。我们这个故事的主人公啊，有人说他是现实版的被嫌弃的松子，有人说他是女版贝多芬，而他真正的名字呢，叫做藤子海米。
Fuchko's extraordinary story starts with her origins. Her father was a Swedish-Russian architect, while her mother was a classical pianist and a piano teacher.
Fuchko grew up under the strict supervision of a mother who wanted her to specialize in teaching, even though she was considered to be a child prodigy. 我们常常会评价这些天赋异禀的孩子，说他们是神童。那这个神童呢，我们在英语里面叫做 child prodigy.
Prodigy itself means a young person who has a great natural ability for something such as music, mathematics, or sports.
Prodigy 这个单词呢，本身就表示有极大的音乐、数学、运动天赋的奇才，加上 child 就可以指我们说的这种音乐神童啊、数学神童了。
Fuchko faced different challenges over the course of her life.Her parents' separation and divorce, the pressure of being a Eurasian child in Japan during turbulent times, poverty during her student years in Berlin.
藤子海敏的一生可以说是非常的坎坷啊。出生没几年呢，就碰上了二战。动乱的年代里，父母离异，跟随严厉苛刻的母亲生活在日本，还要因为混血儿的身份受别人欺负。领配粮食的时候被大人骗，上学的时候被同学排挤。他没有地方诉说，只能和钢琴对话。
But soon this only consolation turned into the greatest challenge for her. Just when she was launching her career and was about to perform with Leonard Bernstein in Vienna, she contracted a really high fever and ended up losing much of her hearing, much of which is lost still today.
Yeah, thanks to the doctor's intervention, some of it was restored, but never completely. 对于一个职业生涯刚刚开始起步的钢琴家来说，还有什么比失去听力更可怕的呢？ 当时的藤子海敏已经为了和伯恩斯坦同台苦练一年了，以为终于可以开展自己的事业了。 How did you put it just now?
She was launching her career.
没错，这个 launch one's career 或者说 launch a career 就表示开创、开展一番事业。
Yeah, you can also say she was a budding pianist.
哎，这个表达也非常好。Bud 做动词，它表示发芽、萌芽。Budding 正在萌芽的，用来形容人呢，就是指这个人刚刚开始发展，开始崭露头角。
Yeah, for example, a budding writer or a budding artist. Or you can also use it with things like a budding romance.
A budding romance. 就是一段正在萌芽的恋爱关系。I see a budding romance in our office.
Wait, what? Who?
看你激动的啊，我就举个例子。我们还是来说这个藤子海敏啊。Despite all the hardships, she never gave up her dream to be a concert pianist.在1999年呢，他被一位纪录片导演发掘，并且拍成了纪录片，引起了热烈的反响。NHK 还为他制作了一张个人专辑，那这张专辑还获得了日本第14届金唱片奖，销量突破了200万张。
And now in her 80s, she lives a glamorous globe-trotting and touring life, collecting real estate at places that means something to her, as well as books, different artwork, and pianos she has restored.
可能是命运的转折来得太晚了。藤子海敏真的是抓紧每一刻奔波于世界各地，每年完成60多场演出。Colin 刚刚用了 globetrotting 来描述这种生活方式。Trot 表示步行或者小跑，那 globe 在这里可以理解为地球、全球。所以呢 globetrot 它就表示环球旅行。那这里呢用了它的现在分词表示藤子海敏这种满世界环球旅行的生活方式。
Despite having her friends all over the world, she feels loneliness quite often and is quite frank about it.
她也努力在给自己弥补哈，但是有些缺失的情感碎片呢是很难找回来的。但是好在她积攒了大半辈子的音乐梦想总算是完成了。所以真的很难想象，如果没有音乐的话，她的一生又是怎样一番景象呢？
Yeah, music is like her salvation.When asked where she would like to be in 10 years' time, she said she planned to be retired by then, surrounded by her cats and dogs under a big tree, and peacefully listening to music such as Debussy's La Mer and praying to God.
Salvation, 它表示我们说的救赎、救星、解救物。那对于藤子海敏来说呢，音乐就是他的救赎。在他最憧憬的未来图景当中呢，音乐也是不可以缺席的一部分。
So, Cecilia...Why do you think that classical music is not as popular as other forms of music nowadays?
我觉得还是因为古典音乐跟其他的音乐类别有点不一样。Many people believe that in order to listen to classical music, you need to know a lot of musical knowledge. I mean, it may help to better enjoy the music if you know the historical and musical context of the work, or if you know the background of the composer. But it's totally fine if you don't.
Yeah, after all, we're not professionals or scholars who study music.
对啊，我们又不是专门研究音乐的学者，对不对？我觉得就先去听嘛。If you like it, great, keep listening to more. Naturally, you will want to know more about music and start to learn. If you don't like it, no problem, you can easily say it's not your cup of tea and go for another type of music.
Yeah, so guys, maybe today is the day to start. You have a world full of joy and beauty waiting for you.
没错，不如就今天吧。当你结束了一天的工作，回到家，瘫在沙发上，先别急着看手机，来听一曲美妙的德彪西吧。闭上眼睛，让流淌音乐充满房间，洗掉你的疲惫，你会喜欢的。
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。